So we have been doing a study on the life of Abraham for past few weeks. So we'll be continuing with the same study today. And today we have taken the scripture from Genesis 13 verse 1 to 18. And we will see how Abraham gets into a conflict situation with his nephew Lot. And what is a conflict? How he deals with the conflict, how he responds to it, and what is the end result of it. So, shall we read? Lindsay, over to you. Christy, you'll have to unmute a few people.
Genesis 13, 1 to 4. So Abraham went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herdsmen and the herdsmen of Lot. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time.
So Abraham said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your heathers and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left."
Ephraim? Ephraim, I think you are on mute.
Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan towards Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt that was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, "Look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abraham went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he pitched his tents. There he built an altar to the Lord.
Thank you all for reading the scriptures. Has anyone gone through a conflict in life? Right? One point of time, we all have faced a strife or a conflict. Today, we are going to see how Abraham responded to the conflict that he faced. So all those who are wondering about the title of the message, it's a godly response to a conflict. Let's look into the response of Abraham. How did he respond to this thing? Before that, I would like to mention a few things about Abraham's life. Now, as we read the scriptures, you might have seen God blessed Abraham abundantly. In fact, in Genesis 12, it says that he had all kinds of animals, sheep, ox, donkey, camel, everything. He had many male servants, female servants. And in this chapter, in verse 2, it says that he was rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. God blessed him abundantly. He had everything. But the land where they lived, it was not able to support both Lot and Abram's livestock. They had so much of livestock that the land was not sufficient enough for both of them to stay together. And because of which, it ended up in a fight between both their herdsmen. So now this was a conflict which Abram faced. Now let's look into the response of Abram. First point. Abram pursued peace. Abram was had a lot of possessions, but these possessions did not possess him. What did he do? In Genesis 13, verse 8, we see, so Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives." Abram was the eldest. The promise of the land was for Abram. He could have said, "Okay, Lot, I'm your uncle, I'm the eldest. Promise is for me, so you better leave the land." No, but he didn't do that. He knew peace is more important than prosperity. I'm not saying prosperity is not good. God loves to see his children blessed. God loves to bless his children. And prosperity is good. But it's not good if that is the main goal of your life. Abram knew peace is more important. And he made sure, he told Lot, "Let's not fight. Okay, we are brothers. We are close relatives. Let's not fight." He gave the first choice to Lot. He was the eldest. Promise was for him. But he gave the first choice to Lot. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." Now, whenever we are in a strife, let's ask ourselves, am I pursuing peace in this situation? Or am I being led by my fleshly desire? Am I being led by the Spirit, or am I being led by my fleshly desire? Sometime back, we also had a property dispute issue in our life where the relatives decided to, the land that was actually supposed to, according to the culture, the land was supposed to be given to Manu. But the relatives decided to divide the land between him and another relative. And Manu decided he won't go for, because it was very obvious, I'm not going into the details, but it was very obvious that if the land gets divided, it will end up in a big fight between the two relatives. And Manu chose to give the whole land to that relative. And he made it very clear that I'm not taking it because I know at the end of the day, this will end up in a big strife between the two of us, which I don't want. The relatives were so shocked by the response. All night, they were not able to sleep. They woke up in the morning so disturbed. And they were saying, "How can you even take this decision? It's in the center of the city. How can you even give it away? You're losing a lot of stuff." And this was what was ringing in our mind. That if we lose something, God will provide it. We need to just pursue peace. What did Abram do here? He was after peace, not prosperity. He chose peace over prosperity. What did he do next? The second thing he did in this situation was he trusted. Abram trusted in the Lord. In Genesis 13:9, we see, Abram says, "Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Abram didn't care whether it is right or left. All he knew was wherever he is positioned, God will bless him. And he knew that the source of his blessing comes from the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. Now, how do we know that he trusted in the Lord? We see in Genesis 13, verse 4 and 18, he built an altar. In many chapters, we see Abram always built an altar. He called upon the name of the Lord. He had such a beautiful relationship with the Lord that he was able to trust in him in such a situation. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." What did Abram do? Abram was not leaning on his own understanding. Lot saw that the land over there in Jordan Plain was well watered. It was green. It was well watered. I'm sure even Abram could see. Not that he was 75-year-old and he couldn't see. He saw that the land was quite well watered. But he didn't go by his own understanding. He submitted it to the Lord. He chose peace and he trusted in the Lord. And he knew that the Lord will make his path straight. What happened as a result of his pursuing peace and trusting in the Lord? Abram was blessed. In Genesis 12, we see that Abram already had a promise from the Lord that God is going to make him a great nation. But I'm sure at this point of time, God knew when Lot separated. Lot was like a son to him. All he had was Lot. And he was upset for sure. But Lord reaffirmed his promise by saying, in Genesis 13, verse 14 to 17, we see, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. This promise was not for a season, it was forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could also be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. God blessed him and he reaffirmed his blessings. He told him that he's going to bless him. Can we count the dust? No, we can't. That much big the blessings were of Abram. It's always good to learn from the godly response of our spiritual father. But it's also good to learn from the mistakes of others. Abram was blessed. Abram had a godly response to the conflict. Let's look into the response of Lot. How did he respond? Lot walked by sight and not by faith. Genesis 13 verse 10 to 11 says, Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan towards Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. What did Lot do? Lot saw with his physical eyes that that area is well watered and it's gonna bless me in my future. It's gonna increase my financial state. It's gonna bless me and my family financially. And he chose for himself. Frankly speaking, when I read this verse, the first thing that comes to my mind is, why didn't Lot humble himself and ask Abram to take the first decision? He could have said, okay, Uncle Abram, you are like my father. When my father died, you took care of me. You took such good care of me. All I have is because of you. So you decide, and whatever is left, I will take that. But we don't see anything of that sort in the scripture where Lot is giving the choice to Abram. I mean, he's just grabbing the first opportunity he got. The moment Abram said, whether you go to right or left, if you go to right, I'll go to left. If you go to left, I'll go to right. Immediately, Lot picked up and he saw Jordan, that it is a very well-watered place. So I'm going to choose it. He walked by sight, not by faith. Now, this is what I believe. If he had humbled himself and said, Uncle Abram, you choose. If he had walked by faith, I'm sure God would have led him to a better place than plain Jordan. 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, for we live by faith and not by sight. Nowadays, people have this thing, you know, be wise. Okay, that area is green, go. But we need to make sure that wisdom is from God and not the worldly wisdom. Lord could just see with his physical eyes and he chose that. So that was the first mistake Lot did. Lot walked by sight and not by faith. What is the second mistake Lot did in this situation? Lot chose to dwell near the ungodly. Genesis 13, verse 12 to 13 says, Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. Why is this thing mentioned over here in the scripture that the people of Sodom were wicked and sinning greatly against the Lord? I'm sure Abram and Lot, both of them knew. Lot knew very well that where he's putting his tent, that area near to his place is not a good place. But we see in Genesis 19 that he not just pitched his tent near Sodom, he got well settled in Sodom. His girls got married there. It was like he was well settled in that land. And we see in 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. All he could see, all Lot could see was, it's going to be a good choice for my financial growth. But he never thought that going near to an ungodly place, people who are wicked and sinning and against the Lord, can have a bad impact upon his family, upon his spiritual growth. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't talk to people who are ungodly. There was a time when we also were ungodly and sinners, and someone decided to share the gospel and we came to faith. Our main goal in life should be to share the gospel with the ungodly and sinners so that they come to know the Lord. But Bible doesn't say that we should dwell with the ungodly. Living with the ungodly will have a high chances that they will influence you more than you being an influence to them. And that is why the word says bad company corrupts good character. And we all know what happened to Lot when he went and settled in Sodom. In Genesis 19, we say that angels were sent to rescue Lot before Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. And what happened in this whole journey of running away from that place? He lost his wife. And there is a verse that says that he had to hide in the cave with his daughters. He lost his family. He had to hide. He lost all his possessions. All that he earned financially because of walking by faith, walking by sight and not by faith, he lost everything when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It was a downfall. So what do we see here? Abraham made a godly choice. It was a godly response. He pursued peace. He trusted in the Lord. He had a relationship with the Lord. And he was blessed, more than blessed. But Lot, he chose to dwell near the ungodly and he walked by sight, not by faith. In a conflict situation, what are we supposed to do? I don't know whether you all read the news two weeks back, there was a news where there was a strife between a brother and sister, and it was about a property dispute. The father wanted to give the property to the daughter and the brother was against it. So the father killed his own son with a hammer, hit him on the back of his head, and he died. This is what is happening in today's life. In the world, people are fighting for things that will take them nowhere. Abraham lived with an eternal perspective. What should we do if at all we face a conflict situation? We all will face some or the other conflict situation in life. What are we supposed to do? What do we learn from Abraham's life? We should pursue peace. We should trust in the Lord. Walk by faith. And thirdly, we should never compromise our spiritual well-being. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we submit ourselves into your hands. Lord, we pray that, Lord, this word soaks into us. And if at all in future we'll have to face a situation like this, whatever be the conflict situation, we pray that, Lord, Holy Spirit, you will remind us to be like Abraham, pursue peace, walk by faith and not by sight, and never, never compromise our spiritual well-being. We pray and ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.